Child Soldiers, the Shame of the 21st Century. There is no doubt children pay the highest price for wars, wherever they may be.
شفت انه يصير ضرب والعالم العمي ناس شهيد من الحرب ومن الضرب.
كان في اخواتي وانا والبابا والماما هم بسوريا بخاف يموتوا
بس ما حمى.
انا شفت صاروخ قام ينشر قلت هيك السبب هيك
زدنا غزيفة وخفنا وقام بي أخذ ملفنا لمطرح بعيد
تجي طيار يقع عليهم البيت.
أحلى شجر بحياتي يعني شفته والعصافير والطيور اللي لبس البيت. يعني الأرض تشوف تصب الجو مكحل الطمين والسجر يبيس مكحل يعني أنا وشي هيك مثل الحلم. يعني أنا لعمت وآي يعني شفتها هيك مثل الحلم
يعني شيء تيجي عليهم الطيار بيجيب عليهم شيء تصفهم برصاص.
لا ما شفت بس وقت أهلي هيك تأثرت علي كتير. حبوني ولا بحبوني كتير.
Today, millions of them have to live in war conditions despite being very young. They live with heavy bombardment on a daily basis, start their mornings amidst a background of explosions and screams, and suffer from trauma caused by armed conflicts when what they should be doing is playing with their peers in schoolyards. Instead, children of all ages are injured, are killed, or lose their families. Most of the time, they end up as vulnerable refugees all alone in foreign lands. Frequently, they are abused or face constant threat of imminent death for various reasons, including malnutrition, lack of sanitation, or basic standards of living.
اتصل قذيف على بالون كسر مثل قلبي بدار خزيفة لك أنا متصور أو بي لو كنت تكبرين بي سكك بني بتعم تزمت عفي وديتو بي مفدينو فيش يفدينو فيه يا دمي أشتبي أنا مكان أبكي أبي طرح لكو كان لكو
Perhaps worse, hundreds of thousands are forced to be soldiers. One thing the guerrilla wars across the globe have in common today is their frequent use of child soldiers, which sometimes exploits them and uses them as human shields. There are now 30 countries reported to be home to 300,000 child soldiers. Some of these countries are Afghanistan, the Central African Republic, Chad, Colombia, Syria, Iraq, Yemen, Somalia, South Sudan, Congo, Mali, Myanmar, and the Philippines. As the number of conflict zones rise around the world, so does the number of children forced to fight in these wars. Very vulnerable and impressionable due to their young age, child soldiers are frequently abused both by armed rebel groups and occasionally at the hands of governments. Children who are orphaned due to wars, that witness the murder of their families, or who are suffering from poverty are at particular risk. Retired Canadian General Roméo Dallaire summarizes the ordeal of child soldiers in his book entitled They Fight Like Soldiers, They Die Like Children. As you read this, there is a child as young as 8, 9, or 10, and up to 17 years of age, who is at the brink of losing his or her childhood to war, who is starting on the path or believing that violence is an acceptable part of life. For instance, Simon, a 12-year-old former child soldier from South Sudan, now wants to be a pilot. But things weren't always so easy. Being back home is better than being in the military, because in the military, when you make a mistake, they take you to jail and they beat you for weeks. I was cooking and washing clothes. So when I was released as a soldier and they, UNICEF, took me to the care center, I became a good person. There, no one disturbed me. No one beat me. And I received food. I don't think small children should be soldiers. Congolese Ndugutsa is only 13 years old and remembers the terror he lived. When they came to my village, they asked my older brother whether he was ready to join the militia. He was just 17, and he said no. They shot him in the head. Then they asked me if I was ready to sign. So what could I do? I didn't want to die. Child soldiers were first widely used in the Vietnam War, and then as suicide bombers in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Today, they are widely used as suicide bombers across the Middle East. Myanmar, on the other hand, houses the largest number of child soldiers, where underage soldiers make up 20% of the army. Child soldiers are also frequently used in conflict zones like Mozambique, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Uganda. During the civil war in Libya, child soldiers were responsible for the security of buildings together with Zwaya and Tabu units in Kufra and carried weapons. During the 17-year-long war in Afghanistan, many children were forced to fight. The number of them were so high at one point, 45% of soldiers were under 18. Child soldiers in Syria, which is now in the sixth year of its civil war, are considered almost normal. Children's rights advocate Ralf Willinger explains, all warring sides use child soldiers. Some do it in plain sight, while others use them as doctor's assistants or as spies, putting them at great risk. The situation is not very different in Iraq, which has been a battlefield since 2003. Ralf Willinger maintains that, as the war prolongs, it becomes more difficult for children to stay out of these clashes. A 17-year-old South Sudanese said to Human Rights Watch that he didn't know how to use a gun until he was abducted and made a soldier one day. He was trained and sent to the battlefield with others. Seven of us were killed on the first day. There are currently 16,000 child soldiers fighting in South Sudan. And one-third of the soldiers in Yemen are known to be children. Another country where children are abducted and forced to be child soldiers is the Central African Republic. Usually lured with promises of money or smartphones, children are never allowed to go back to their homes after seeing the locations of their bases, and those who leave their units are executed. There is no doubt that this horrible situation stems from the massive waves of troubles and pain engulfing the world. It is completely unacceptable that children, one of the most precious beings on earth, are being subjected to this tyranny. Everyone that dreams of a world where children laugh and run around freely in an environment of love, peace, brotherhood, and compassion ought to make an effort to end this shameful picture.
Radishes, cabbages, holding hands and getting packages from my friend John. Horses, birthdays, popsicles, and watching my dog play on the lawn. There's so many things that make me happy, I could go on and on. Strawberries, bare feet, swing sets, watching my baby brother yawn. Climbing trees and not skinning my knees, grilled cheese made by Uncle Don. Butterflies, pretty birds, rainbows, and frogs sitting on a log. There's so many things that make me happy, I could go on and on.
People of conscience must come together, mold public opinion, as organizations and NGOs step up their efforts to help. We also kindly expect the United Nations to take a stronger stance on the issue and launch campaigns to ensure that all countries contribute to the implementation of measures taken to end the ordeal of child soldiers. The solution should not be expected from Western countries alone. The leaders of Islamic countries should also come together and take concrete steps in collaboration with them for a resolution to this very serious issue. And what's more, the awareness of the public, including families and children in those countries having the same problem, should be raised through educational seminars as a precautionary measure. It is crucial that every individual does everything they can to save children who die, who are killed, who are forced to kill others, who are injured or disabled, or who are forced to hurt other people at gunpoint, so that a bright future can be built for them. Above all, a mutual language of love must be developed in order to remove the means of conflict between countries, and problems should be handled by means of diplomacy based on love, instead of military methods.